Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. If you missed Hour 1, go back to our podcast at RadioLawTalk.com. You can always join us on the air at 855-LAW-RADIO, or not. If not, you can just call in and tell Cal what you think, and he can relay it to us. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, this is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and I'm going to say even sometimes informative show on radio. But you know what? Seek local counsel. Don't think we're giving you legal advice. We're not. You know, we're talking about general topics of law. And you know what? I wouldn't even say what we're saying is right on target. We might be off a little bit here and there.
Well, but there is one area in which they can use what we say. So when you're sitting around the dinner table or meeting with family, and eventually someone comes up with that, well, you know, they say, and nobody ever says who, quote, they are. Well, you can counter with, all right, well, I have an actual source I can cite. It was Radio Law Talk, and they said this and this and this. Of course, then somebody will say, well, did Todd say it? Yes, Todd said it. Okay, we stand by our original premise. They trump Todd. So
then some of those come back and say, but Denise affirmed it.
Oh, well, then it's persuasive authority. Yeah, absolutely, exactly. Absolutely.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you guys know what Twitter is. I'm not quite sure if they do, but it's Twitter. I'm just teasing you. We're all basically, our demographic is all ages, but mainly 45 and up, and we love to that everybody listens to us. We're going to talk about the Disney family lawsuit. This is so interesting to me, what has happened with the Disney family. There is actually the original Disney daughter. She was married twice. The first marriage, she adopted a daughter. And then the second marriage, she had two children. And there's millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars at stake here. And she passed away, I believe, in 93. I got to look it up. But quite some time ago, and they still have not received their inheritance. They received their inheritance at age 35, 40, and 45, at least most of it. And they're still fighting over it. And it's just amazing what's going on with the Disney family lawsuits. I think you're going to find it fascinating. So listen in.
There's that. You know, at some point, we got to talk about Lori Loughlin. And what's going on in that case? That's a criminal case. Look, the government is coming after Loughlin. They want her to go to jail for a significant period of time and her husband. And there's been a new development that could...
Huge new development.
I get asked all the time by clients and others about who think that the government is doing something wrong in a normal investigation. What can I do? And the fact is, not a whole lot if they're following normal investigatory procedures, but there's one area where the government can really face liability. Not just the government, but the individual prosecutors prosecuting the case can face individual liability, and that issue's coming up in Loughlin.
And there better be something if the government's doing something improper or unethical. Guess what happens to the other people in normal Joe and Jane citizen? They get in trouble and go to jail. Does that mean these government officials, if they're doing, I'm not saying they're doing it, should they go to jail too if they're doing something to harm one of the civilians? I think it's a tit for tat. You know, that's what I'm not saying that
fun.
Is. But,
I think this one is really fun.
Yeah, and also you've got the Hot Pockets heiress who actually pled guilty to the college scandal recently, and we're going to talk about that because that's rolling in the Lori Loughlin issue. But maybe Lori Loughlin's standing up for a reason, and it might be interesting. And then
she's not alone. I think there's 11 other people that are similarly situated for Loughlin that are fighting it.
Yeah,
and there's going to be two separate trials.
Yes, and I think we'll go through. We have a list here of who's already pled guilty and what they got out of it. Because sometimes they just plead guilty just to get out of, you know, having to go through it and roll
the financial burden.
And the roll in the dice, too.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. And that's the case we're going to talk about the 10th Court, Circuit Court of Appeals issue about women being topless came down in Utah, and this gal tried to use that, and I think she realized it's not going to work in Utah, and she finally pled guilty to something we're going to discuss. That's a hot topic right now. We're going to discuss that. And then we're going to do a case or no case. But I'm telling you, the interesting thing we have to talk about is the Disney family lawsuit. Before we do case or no case, I want to go over a couple of quick things with the Disney family lawsuit. And I know that we want to talk about Laughlin, but okay, so Sherry Disney Lund, her name's Shannon Disney Lund, she's the daughter of Walt Disney. Okay? So now follow me, those of you out there that have your piece of paper that are going to follow this family tree. Sharon Disney Lund is the daughter of Walt Disney. Her first marriage, she adopts a gal by the name of Victoria Disney. Remember that. It's Victoria Disney. That's with her first husband. She doesn't have children. She adopts one. Her second husband, who is Mr. Lund, by the way, who was a real estate developer out of Orlando, was one that helped find the Disney property in Orlando. They have two children, and they're twins. It's Robert and
Michelle.
So Robert and Michelle. Oh, sorry, Brad. Bradford Lund. Brad and Michelle are our brother and sister, okay? Now, the second husband passes away, and then the mother passes away, Miss Lund, which Disney Lund, in the 1990s of sometime in the 1990s she passed away. I know I wrote it down, but now I can't find my notes where she passed away. But it was approximately in the 1990s. I'm thinking 1993. Oh, here it is. Passed away in 1993. So, but as part of this whole deal, there's approximately hundreds of millions of dollars. There's $400 million there to disperse to these kids. But it's interesting what it says. She puts trustees in charge, and one of the trustees is one of, I think, Walt's sister, or I can't remember who the one trustee is, but they're in charge of it, and the other trustees, and they don't get it until they're 35, 40, and 45. That's the age that they're supposed to receive. That is, Brad and his sister, Michelle, receive this money. Got it?
Okay. I'm with you so
Brad,
far.
So far. Okay. I have to lay this out. I know it's complicated, but this is... Now, Brad is now 50, and he still has not received any money. Again, follow the flow chart. Yet, supposedly, his sister has. And the reason is, in these documents and in the basic trust, it says that the individual cannot receive the money at 35, 40, or 45 unless they can show maturity and financial ability to manage funds in a prudent and reasonable manner. And for that reason, he still is not receiving a bunch of his money. They're saying he can't do that. Now, why? I don't know. But this is what we're going to follow. We're going to follow this and make sure that you understand what his next move is. And it just happened this past week what their next move is.
And the funny thing is it's actually involving two separate cases in two different states, in Arizona and in California. And the fight with the trustees has been in both jurisdictions.
For a long time.
Because the trustees have not paid him his money. And he's saying, hey, I want my money. And it's really interesting what happens because
go ahead, tell
his sister's saying, no, my brother lacks the capacity. And yet there's been no finding of incompetence. In fact, in the Arizona court, Brad has been found to be competent. So that would mean he would have the maturity, financial ability to manage his funds in a prudent and reasonable manner. But in the California case, the judge decided to appoint sua sponte, which means just on its own accord, a guardian ad litem. And that's what Brad is complaining of.
He's upset because he's in charge of him because he can't take care of himself.
Correct.
So we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little more about this and then Lori Loughlin.
There's a lot more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station. Lots of folks calling in asking questions today, but we're going to do our best to get to everything on the agenda, and you won't want to miss a second of it. That's Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away. You'll be sorry you missed it.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo, but first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti concilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Stop whining.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we were talking about the family tree and the Disney matter, but a caller called in really quickly and had a quick issue that, obviously, remember, we cannot give legal advice over the air or at any time, but what was the question?
Well, it was an interesting question. There's a gentleman who got busted for simple possession of marijuana in Missouri, and he wants to become a truck driver and go over interstate lines with that. And, of course, there's a lot of concerns about that, because we all know that state and federal laws are conflicting. How does that stuff resolve itself, or can it ever?
Move to Colorado. No, just
or Texas, right? Yeah, California, right?
Todd, you had a quick comment.
Yeah, well, the first thing is that as it relates to truck driver's licenses and what you can do, especially if you're hauling cross-country, that's all governed by federal law. So the first thing I would say is you need to hire an attorney in the jurisdiction where you got the offense. Hire an attorney that understands both the local law and the federal law. And there are attorneys out there that will advertise that they are familiar with trucking companies. Yep. and hauling. The other thing to remember is, even though there are a lot of states that have legalized marijuana, it still remains illegal on the federal level. That has been the debate the entire time. So just because it's legal in a state here or a state there, the federal government still views it as illegal, and the federal government is still the agency that governs your license for interstate trucking. So recommendation, hire an attorney that understands those nuances of the law.
Because it can get awfully tricky to figure that stuff out.
Yeah. And that's why I'm a proponent. Some people kind of do general practice, and you can have a general practice as long as you study up on things and understand them, but try to find someone that kind of their genre is in that area.
Do you ever run into that, Fred, where somebody will call you up and they'll have some off-the-wall question that has nothing to do with personal injury, or Denise, has nothing to do with family law, but they think, well, you're a lawyer? As if when you went to law school, somehow like the Matrix, they downloaded the entire code into your brain,
right,
and you are fluent in all of it. And you're like,
what you just say to them is, listen to Radio Law Talk.
Exactly.
Call into Radio Law Talk. And then we'll tell you to go hire a lawyer.
Then we'll tell you to go hire a lawyer, but we'll get airtime out.
So the Disney Family Feud that's going on, we laid out, you know, the history, and now the son, who has getting nothing. He's 50. And the guy's trying to get this. Apparently, he's supposed to get a couple hundred million, and he still doesn't have. I'm 50 years old, and Walt is my grandpa, and there's only a few of us left, and I still ain't got nothing.
Yeah, that's
who's making the money, Denise?
Well, the lawyers. But
that's exactly right. 30 years they've been fighting this thing, man. He's like, what do I get my money? The lawyers, go ahead, Denise.
But the judge determined that he needed to have a guardian ad litem without notice.
Temporary.
I don't think it matters. I think even a temporary guardian ad litem, there has to be a burden showing clear and convincing evidence that Brad Lund is incompetent. And what Brad Lund is saying, because the judge did this without notice to me, he violated my 14th Amendment, my constitutional right to due process. He made me, in essence, have the burden to prove that I'm not incompetent.
A double negative.
Yes,
kinda,
exactly.
Yes, prove the double negative.
Exactly. And that the judge wasn't vested with this type of discretion to put in place a long-term guardian ad litem, and that he had already been found competent in Arizona, which should be binding,
right,
on this California court.
What's interesting, he's suing the judge in the court. It's not like he's suing the judge.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting how this is all starting to play out. Over a measly couple hundred million.
I know.
Why do you fight over a measly couple hundred mil?
You know, I would look at this and I would say, all right, first of all, clearly we're talking about this where it's a couple hundred million dollars and stuff, but if experience has taught me anything, it's that after a beloved family member passes on, if there is anything of value that their descendants can fight over, they will. And so the only thing that I would take, and I know we don't give advice, I know we don't, but the only thing I would say is, if you want your offspring and your family to avoid some of this, don't leave it up to chance.
Or a trustee.
Actually, make decisions about where things should go. Don't leave it ambiguous. Try to figure it out. Or give it away before you go.
Let them know. Let them know before.
That's easy talk, because you know when you're going to go, right?
Yeah, well, you know, in Germany, that was one of the things they talked about. In Germany, they don't really allow the inheritance stuff. You don't specify before somebody goes. Come on to the government. So you really have to be careful about passing stuff or leaving stuff, undesignated upon your untimely demise.
So to jump.
Yes.
To jump to Lori Loughlin. We have been following this scandal of the admission scandal for a long time. Remember, Lori Loughlin is one of the ones that are holding out and saying, I'm not pleading guilty because we did nothing wrong. And her argument from day one is, we gave money to Singer, who was the person orchestrating this, to his foundation. We did not intend to bribe anyone. He did his thing, and not us. We had no intent of bribing USC. We just gave them the money to his foundation. He helps got kids get in colleges. And by the way, in the city that we're in right now, that we are transmitting from, that individual, Mr. Singer, came to a high school of our accountant that's in our office and talked to those kids. Even to my accountant was there and available when he said, I help get you into schools. And it was very generic. Like, I can help them get into schools. I know how the process. I know how to do that.
The admissions.
Yeah, the admissions. And so Lori all along saying, that's all we did. We gave money to his foundation. So what? We didn't know he was taking that money and bribing people and paying people off. And they're like, yeah, right. And boy, do we have a bomb that's going to drop. And I know we keep trying to get to it, but we're going to drop a bomb on the government's case where Lori Loughlin is going to argue she should walk. And we'll be right back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here on your favorite radio station, of course, and always on RadioLawTalk.com. So don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has delivered on one of his campaign promises as the United States signed a peace agreement with the Taliban aimed at bringing an end to 18 years of bloodshed in Afghanistan and allowing U.S. troops to return home from America's longest war. Under the agreement, the U.S. would draw down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 within 3 months, with the remaining forces withdrawing in 14 months. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The agreement that we will sign today is the true test of this effort. We will closely watch the Taliban's compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions. This is how we will ensure that Afghanistan never again serves as a base for international terrorists.
The United States spent more than $750 billion on all sides of the war. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So here's the answer, and I'm going to let Todd and Denise discuss this a little more. And this is kind of down Todd's, Denise and I, it's we understand this, but this is down his little road. There were apparently some personal notes from Rick Singer, the guy that masterminded this whole thing, that basically point to the FBI investigators directing him, according to Laughlin's lawyers, that directed him to lie and say that Lori Laughlin and others knew about this when they did not. Go ahead, Todd.
Yes, it's so... A little bit of back history on this. Back in December of last year, the defense for Lori Laughlin filed a motion in federal court asking the court to order the prosecution to turn over exculpatory evidence pursuant to a case that criminal law attorneys know called Brady versus Maryland. In that case, the Supreme Court said that the prosecution has an obligation to turn over to the defense any exculpatory information, whether the defense has asked for it or not, because oftentimes the prosecution will come across it and the defense has no idea it's even there. And obviously the prosecution is not going to want to put on evidence that a defendant is not guilty in their case in chief. So how does this ever come out? And they said, look, court said, you got to turn that over. So this motion was filed.
And you have to turn it over, like, within 30 days of discovering it, correct?
Yes. You have to turn it over pretty quickly. Sometimes, under normal discovery, you don't have to turn it over until a certain number of days before trial. But okay. with exculpatory evidence...
Which means what?
Which means evidence that the defendant is not guilty or would reasonably lead to the discovery of evidence that the defendant is not guilty. That has to be turned over even before the preliminary hearing, which other discovery doesn't necessarily fall under that. So this motion was filed, I think it was argued either in late December, early January, along in there. The judge ultimately ruled, yeah, the prosecution, have to turn over this, any exculpatory evidence. And I suspect at this point that the defense had been made aware that there might be these notes out there that Singer had made, that his personal notes of the interviews that he had had with law enforcement, and that those notes might shed some light on what his testimony was, what should have been when it was authentic versus what the government was pressuring him to say. So the judge said, you got to turn it over. And they did, and lo and behold, recently, when the defense got this evidence, the notes say, where Singer is saying, they want me to fib. They want me to say that these people...
Hey, the FBI.
The FBI want me to say that the defendants, Laughlin and others, knew it was a bribe, when in fact they thought it was a donation.
To the schools.
So they want me to say this, and that's in his notes. And so this has now come to light. And the defense, Laughlin, is now saying, hey, we need a continuance of the trial date so we can further investigate this. I don't know if they're going to get it or not, because the trial date's not till October. I think a judge, because they're not going to continue it right now. You do the best you can and come back to me like in August or September, and we'll see if you need more time at that point. But
what's interesting is the notes were written to Singer's attorney.
Yes.
So these are notes that he took after he's interviewed by the FBI, and he's writing to his attorney and literally saying, quote, they further note that the government's desire is to nail one of the defendants at all costs, close quote.
At all costs.
At all costs.
And he's describing the phone conversations as being abusive, and the government is yelling at him. Now, let's address a couple of issues here, because you said these were notes to the attorney. And I think the first time the Laughlin defense sought these, there was this claim of attorney-client privilege on the part of Singer that they were saying that Singer has attorney-client privilege, so the government, don't have to turn over these notes because they're covered under the privilege between Singer and his attorney. Okay, couple of issues with that. First, the government cannot claim attorney-client privilege on behalf of Singer.
Absolutely not.
Singer has to claim it.
That's correct.
Two, the minute Singer and his attorney turned the notes over to the government, they waived the privilege as to those notes.
But I wanted to be the devil's advocate. It's possible that they got those notes through a search warrant.
It's
very possible that they actually got it, because the notes that were sent to him, it's not real clear if it's emails or if it's handwritten notes or if it's a combination of emails and handwritten notes.
But let's remember this, okay? Singer hasn't been sentenced yet. Singer hasn't been prosecuted yet. Singer is cooperating with the government under the idea that he is going to get a more favorable sentence or favorable treatment by the government if he cooperates, right?
I don't like all that stuff. Yeah.
So he is cooperating here. If it is shown by these notes that it blows up the case against Lori Laughlin, that still does not act as a defense for Singer. If everything goes away because of all of these notes against Laughlin, that leaves Singer as the only bad actor in all of this, with zero promise from the government for leniency. And so I could see why Singer might not want these notes coming out, because if the notes come out, my goose is cooked. Because regardless of what Laughlin or her husband or anybody else knew, if I was truly telling them that these things were donations and they were really bribes, I'm still on the hook for it.
Yeah, he'd still be guilty of it.
Exactly.
But it doesn't necessarily breach his agreement with the immunity portion of his agreement with the government. Or not immunity, but whatever they've got an agreement on, lesser sentencing or whatever.
If I was the government, I would say, well, I get that, but when we made this deal with you, why were you writing notes that made us look bad and giving them to your attorney that could later be used against us? They would say that him taking the notes down is... The problem here is it's all dirty pool, okay?
Right.
It is all dirty pool.
The government's an actor, too.
When the government... It's all dirty pool when the government has evidence of somebody's innocence, and they hide it. They don't turn it over. And look, well,
this
these
is
are all
okay.
allegations.
These are allegations.
But if it was true that the FBI agents were pressuring him to say things that were not true because they wanted to nail the Laughlins and some big fish, that is absolutely wrong. And this is an area where the government actors, not just a government agency, but the individuals prosecuting the case and investigating can face personal liability. And as I told you on the break, I refer you to one Mike Nifong, former district attorney in North Carolina, who held evidence back in that Duke lacrosse case where the exotic dancer claimed she was assaulted by the team members of the lacrosse team, and he suppressed evidence, suppressed DNA evidence, and it turned out that hadn't happened, and he had not given over the evidence. He was disbarred. He, you know, lost the job. He was disbarred, sued by the families to the tune of $2 or $3 million, personal liability for messing around with discovery. That's where lawyers get in trouble.
Well, you know what? I really want Laughlin to get off on this and get exonerated. You know why? Because I miss watching her on TV.
There you
I
go.
Really miss
those
the
Hallmark
lot.
Movies. Just,
I love
the sappiness. Just is
that was
Wind Calls the Heart is my favorite.
My wife
show.
Loves that show.
Oh, Cal, go ahead. I got a
I
couple comments on
I was just
going
to say, you know what they say: the bigger the bust, the bigger the boost, and the more the media, the bigger the bust.
Yeah,
that's just how
yeah.
it is.
I'm going to. I want to end this with. I want to end it with some quotes. FBI agents yelled at him. That told him that the clients who participated in the alleged side door scheme, that their payments were bribes. The government's known again. This is all in their motion. This is Laughlin's motion from their lawyers. The government's desire to nail one of the defendants, quote, at all costs. They were loud and abusive calls with the agents with Singer. The other thing is, another quote is, the supplemental discovery produced today, and this is Lori Laughlin's lawyer arguing and putting it before the judge, demonstrates the government was simply not being truthful with defendants or the court in the above filings. This motion, and then it concludes saying the government is trying to benefit from withholding information in violation of the obligations, the defendants' constitutional rights. And that's why they wanted to force the trial as quickly as they can. And this is terrible. If this is true, it's allegations.
Yes.
This is horrible, ladies and gentlemen, of the jury. We're going to be back. We're going to talk a lot about Miss, I don't know, we can talk about Miss Hot Pockets or the Utah Lori Vallow. Yeah. The Lori Vallow
case.
Sorry,
you knew it was coming.
Yeah, I know. Hot Pockets. We'll be back. We're going to talk about more stuff.
More Radio Law Talk coming up. You have to do your own Hot Pocket sound effect in your car. Thanks for listening to us. We'll have much more of the show coming right up, right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bing. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
No points for you.
To Radio Law Talk with your host, Frederick Penny, as I totally hosed that whole deal right
you
there.
You are. I
was doing so well, and then all of a sudden, kaboom.
Who's got the wet noodle going
I
there?
I got all excited for case or no case. I just got all excited.
Let's just roll. Let's do it. Everyone wants happens. Case or no case. We'll talk about this.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Now case or no case, a battle between a property holder and Chevron Oil.
Uh-oh.
Niall Cooper had a parcel of land just off the main highway into Evanston, Wyoming, and he leased a one-half-acre parcel to Standard Oil, not Chevron, because, as you know, Chevrons were dealer-owned. Standard Oil stations are owned by the company. So the lease had a flat rate of $500 per month plus 10% of the gross, and the lease was very favorable to Standard Oil. It was a 50-year lease. But then came along the Jimmy Carter energy crunch in the mid-1970s. And gasoline went from 25 cents a gallon to $1 a gallon almost overnight. And Niall Cooper thought he would be rolling around in Chevron's dough, but Chevron paid him at the old 25 cent a gallon gross rate, claiming the energy crisis was short-lived and their margins on gasoline were so poor that the terms were not acceptable at all. And Niall said, not my problem. I'm calling my lawyer. So I'm asking you, Todd Kunin, case or no case?
I will say that this is a case. Sounds like something somebody would sue on. I would. Sure. What the heck? So I'm going to say that this is a case and that he wins, because they don't need to say that this is long-lived or short-lived. It's, well, what's the market say? So I'm going to say case, and he wins.
And Ms. Dirks, what say you?
What state was this in?
This is in Wyoming. Oil country, as you
know. Have to be in the 70s, right? That's Carter.
Yes.
Was 70s.
Yeah, Carter was 70s.
Yeah.
First president I voted for.
Well, we can't hold that against you. It's too late now.
Hindsight's 2020, right?
Exactly.
He was a college student back then. I don't have to pay taxes. Let's vote for him.
It works for me.
There's Standard Oil. Okay. It's $500 a month plus 10% of the profits. Then they started selling the oil for how much more per barrel?
Went up the, well, I don't know about the per barrel. I just know that the gasoline price, the retail price of gasoline, went from about 25 cents to a dollar.
Remember those days, Cal? I hate to say it, but I was a young
crazy kid.
It was the lines were so long.
And yeah, James, I remember that.
And James Schlesinger was the energy secretary, and he had a pipe, and he did this national interview,
yeah.
And he said, well, we just want to caution the oil companies that a dollar a gallon would be about a fair price. And I'm sitting there going, why is the guy in the federal government telling an open market how much to charge for gas? It made me crazy.
What's crazy, though, was the lines. I remember that.
Man, yeah.
And then you could only, the lines were so long, you had to wait.
Every other day, you could only buy your odd
place. Yeah, you were odd and even.
Yeah, it was crazy time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's got to be weird. So if it's a case, it's got to be he loses. Maybe because the oil, they're pulling out crude, and then the oil at the finished end is being sold. So I would say case and he loses.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Penny, what say you? Is this a case or a no case?
I'm going all the way loser and stick with my loser friend Todd, because we lose every single time together, and Denise always wins. So let's be losers twice. I'm going to be with loser Todd. I'm following whatever he said.
Misery loves company.
That's exactly right. The loser dudes are going with it's a case. And what did you even say?
He wins.
A case and he wins.
There we go. Okay, well, that's all just,
all
it's
right.
Really interesting to me. For those of you who say this was a case,
no,
let me
really.
See if I show hands. Oh, that's too bad.
Not all of us.
Yeah, let me tell you, while the energy crisis messed up a lot of things like leases based on revenue and gross, the oil companies had their margins pretty locked in until the energy crisis. But I will tell you this. My Uncle Niall never had to sue.
That was your uncle.
Yeah, rumor is he amended the lease to reflect a larger share of the markup. Just a rumor, unconfirmed, but did not have to go to court to do it. There was no case ever filed.
That was your uncle.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case. But I would have given it away if I said where he actually lived, which was Pocatello, Idaho.
Thousand Idaho boy.
So I had to change it.
And those of you from Idaho, there are people that listen to us. Get your doggone it. Those stations in the state we're having the biggest problem cracking is Little Idaho.
Well,
everyone else picks us up.
We'll get them. We'll get them. Yeah, I know we will.
I told them I'd fly there and just bring them some maybe potato chips.
Well, they probably have a lot of those.
Oh, is that what I'm doing wrong? I'm bribing them with potato chips.
We take them oranges, and we trade
oranges
for potato chips.
Oh, that's right.
Or in some radio stations, you take them a little ganja.
That's in Nevada and Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Hot Pocket. Hot Pocket. Okay, did you find it? Hot Pockets. Okay, the heiress of Hot Pockets. I didn't know this. Did you know the heiress of Hot Pockets, this lady, Michelle Janovis, sold her company to Nestle in 2002. Wait for it. Wait for it. Okay, guess, because you guys don't know this. I looked this up. Denise, give me a number. Hot Pockets. How much did she sell to Nestle for? 2002 numbers.
And 02, probably $1.8
billion. Cal.
For just Hot Pockets
just
only?
It says Hot Pockets. I don't know the...
Okay. And she sold it to Nestle?
Nestle in 2000.
I will say $500
million. 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you know.
I'm going to go $1.2 billion.
Okay, let's move on. I'm going to do it at the end.
Okay.
So what happens is she goes ahead, and she's one of the individuals that decided to go ahead, and apparently she's like very philanthropic.
Philanthropic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gives away a lot of money.
She gives away a lot of money. She's very good, a good person. And apparently, she got caught up in the scandal, and basically said, "Look, I'll just plead guilty." And she pleads guilty, and
What?
Apparently, she the bribery scandal. She got two daughters into USC, apparently, and the judge went on the lower end of what she should be charged with and impose a 2-year supervised release and a fine of $250,000. And so
now, according to the government, they're also saying that she got 5 months in prison.
Apparently, five months.
Now, the sentencing recommendation was 21 months prison, three years supervised release, fine of $175,000. So they added money on the fine, did away with the 250 hours community service.
Where all of a sudden and the food quality in the prison improved, but breakfast, lunch, and dinner came in a pocket.
Oh, there we go.
Stop it. Oh, stop.
Just so you know, there's a whole list. Gregory Abbott, 1 month in prison, 1 year supervised release. I mean, Marcy Abbott, 1 month in prison. James Buckingham, 3 weeks in prison, 1 month in prison. They're all so different. 1 month in prison for Robert Flaxman. Felicity Huffman's got 14 days in prison.
And the amazing thing with this is the disparity between what the judge is ordering and what the prosecution was seeking. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about Vandermeer. He got, 1 day of incarceration, 2 years supervised relief with 6 months to be served in home detention. That's what he got. The government wanted a 13-month prison sentence and a year of supervised release. That's ridiculous. You talked about the Abbotts, 1 month for each of the parents. The government wanted 8 months for each parent, plus a year of supervised release and a $40,000 fine for each. It's just
$40,000 doesn't seem like much of a fine to me.
That's lunch money for them.
It's really connected more to the amount of money they invested in the scheme, I think, because it's connected. It's like Felicity Huffman, she did $15,000, right? She had a $30,000 fine.
It's the prison time that's the issue. And who's the one that got the most prison time? I can't remember. One guy got 6 months, didn't he? 5 months in prison was Michelle.
Toby McFarlane got six months in prison.
Yeah, that's for McFarlane.
All right, you guys ready for the number? I'm going to do it at the very end. So, how do I drag this out for 20 seconds?
You know, just tell us. It's okay.
No, I don't want to tell you because it's a lot of money.
Oh, Douglas Hodge got 9 months prison.
Oh,
it was more than $500 million?
You raised me three.
Yes.
All right. She got in 2002, and what's the interest on? Over $2 billion. Oh, pocket!
That's a lot of
for a bunch of warmed up stuff inside a pocket.
Wow.
It's like a calzone.
We're in the wrong business. Well, we're going to be back the third hour. We're going to talk about Lori Vallow. That is the lady that she's not telling where her kids are. Her and her husband moved to Hawaii.
Oh boy, yeah.
That's an interesting one. We'll be back.
Lots more Radio Law Talk is coming up right here, so stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.